City Council was presented with an option Monday that staff say would prolong the lifespan of the Orillia waste diversion site. A staff report provided an update on the site at 100 Kitchener Street, looking forward for the next decade, with options for future changes. The current site was opened in 1967 and has an estimated lifespan of 40 years remaining, at the present rate of use. The report suggests the city eventually relocate the drop-off area for waste and divertible items to a new area outside of the approved area for landfilling through the use of a bunker system. The cost is estimated at $1.5 million to $2 million, and not pursuing this option would remove an estimated 5 years of landfill life from the site, shortening its lifespan to 35 years, the report states. The report emphasizes using as much disposal capacity as possible at the site, as engaging a private landfill or a waste-to-energy facility would cost the city in the order of $500,000 annually, plus costs for a waste transfer station, with capital costs that can range from $10 million to $25 million depending on the complexity of the operation. The report states the prudent approach for the city is to keep and optimize the use to ensure the existing disposal options for the long term. The topics of incineration and micro-waste to energy facilities were raised by council members, but Greg Preston, Director of Waste Management and Environmental Compliance, noted in the report they are considered emerging technologies and have not yet been established or have demonstrated that they can meet Ontario's stringent air emission standards. He did note there are ongoing conversations with other municipalities about future viability as the technology progresses, as well as the potential for regional solutions. Preston said the change to clear plastic bags made a significant difference, with a 40% drop-off of garbage collection at the curb, diverting recyclable and compostable materials from the landfill. He also noted 90-95% of blue box materials were getting to market through a downstream firm, so they were being purchased and not buried in the Orillia landfill. With changes to the blue box program that started in July 2023, by December 2025, all municipalities in Ontario will move blue box programs to a new collection model where the companies that produce blue box materials will be required to fully fund and operate the recycling system. City Council received the staff report as information.